Are you in a fog? Today, wherever you are, the forecast could be sunny and clear, but in your life, you're surrounded by fog. A literal fog can be scary if you're driving, flying, or trying to navigate because you can't see anything. It's like a thick cloud blanket that just drops down on you, impairing your vision, and what normally can be seen is clouded and blocked from view. I feel like I've been in a sickness fog for a few weeks. Have you ever had that kind of fog? I mean, it's settled into my chest and my head, and things have been hazy and unclear, and it's been difficult to navigate each day. I've been weary and functioning at 80%, but putting one foot in front of the other to just keep it moving. More than once, I've said how I'm so ready for this fog to lift. You know what I mean? You long for clear, sunny skies and healthy bodies and limitless sight into what's ahead so you can move and breathe and tackle this day and all it has to offer. That's ideal, but tough to do that when some sort of fog hits, isn't it? When the fog hits, you feel restrained, blinded, limited, stalled out. You may feel like you got the short end of the stick of opportunity and you're clouded in despair, weariness, and frustration. The fog we feel weighing us down can come in many forms: sickness, marital struggles, broken friendships, depression, anxiety, loneliness, financial stress, fear of what could happen. All of these things and many more can make up a thick, dense fog that you can't see beyond. Your vision and even your thought process seems impaired. All you see is the fog. You can't see what you want to see happening. In that place, we have a choice in what truth we choose to believe. Often we base that truth on what's gotten us through the fog in the past. We can read about King David in the Old Testament and how he walked through quite a few foggy moments in his life. At the same time, God was faithful through every one. Psalm 18:19. He brought me out into a spacious place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. God is our rescue. God delivered David. He pulled him out of what was overtaking him time and time again. I can look back in my life and he's done the same for me. I can walk you through my story in the unclear, foggy moments of my life and tell you from experience the same words of David. He brought me out. God is my rescue. The love of God can break through whatever you face. The good news is that the sun is always shining, even when we can't see it. So whatever the fog that surrounds you, trust God in the middle of it. Lean into his truth for every step you take, even when you can't see where it leads or what's down the road. Sometimes we must rest in the chaos that surrounds us, because when we do, it's in those moments we live out the hope we profess. We show the world around us that we will not be shaken no matter the struggle or circumstance. We may be pressed down, but we're not destroyed. We trust when we can't see what's up ahead, we know God is there. And one way or another, our rescue will come. That's the truth. Be encouraged if you find yourself in a fog today. Choose joy, have peace, and see clearly all that God has for you in the middle of it. It will lift, and the sun will shine again. I'm Lori Klein.